This is a nice surprise.
It's a hermana Tanoli.
A sister Atla Tanoli.
Este está presente.
Christine.
Este ha hecho estudios.
Has done some studies.
Sobre petroglifos.
About petroglyphs.
Y entonces, ustedes ya escucharon lo de Chaco Canyon.
You've heard something about Chaco Canyon.
Cómo se proyecta la luz en.
How the light is projected there.
En Fajada Butte.
In Fajada Butte.
Este, en esta versión de que encontramos el mismo fenómeno de luz.
And, okay.
El mismo fenómeno.
The same, de we found, luz. How we found the same phenomena of light.
Marcando el equinoccio.
Marking the equinox.
O los solsticios.
Or the solstices.
Este, en una figura de serpiente.
In a figure, there's a dagger of light projected on a spiral.
El like mismo fenómeno está en Chaco, de Chaco está en este, en Cahokia. Oh, no, Serpent Mound.
And there's also the same phenomenon happens in Serpent Mound in Ohio.
Y en Chichen Itza.
And in Chichen Itza also.
Este, en este viaje hemos dado bastantes pláticas sobre ese tema.
In this trip we've had a lot of talks about this same theme.
Nosotros no tuvimos tiempo aquí.
We haven't had too much time here this year. Este, el año pasado, Keiki.
Sí, el año pasado.
I think last year we talked about that some.
Porque recuerden cómo hay una.
But remember,
distancia de Chichen,
there's a distance between Chichen
Chaco,
and Chaco,
y de Chaco este, este Serpent Mound,
and Chaco to Serpent Mound,
Serpent Mound to Chaco,
Serpent Mound to
es un triángulo.
Chichen.
Es un triángulo.
It's a triangular.
Este, triangle. Más o menos de una distancia de 2,000 kilómetros.
Around 2,000 kilometers.
En línea recta.
Straight, in a straight line.
Este, eso comprueba de que hubo una cultura.
This proves that there was one culture.
Que sé que era la que. La que dirigía, que controlaba.
That directed.
Este, las actividades.
Control the activities.
Porque esos fenómenos marcan el inicio.
Because these phenomena mark the initiation.
De la primavera.
Of the spring.
Cuando se empieza a sembrar.
When they began to plant.
Es lo más importante.
That's the most important thing.
Que está regulando los ciclos agrícolas.
It's regulating the agricultural cycles.
Entonces, este, ella nos trae algunas. Unas, este, unos estudios.
So she's got some studies she's going to show us.
Que está haciendo y que va a continuar haciendo.
And has been doing some and is going to keep on doing
este,
some.
Ella se tiene que ir en unos momentos. Ella se tiene
she needs to go in a short, very short while.
No, por
so
eso
she's going to start with that today.
Le damos prioridad.
We're going to give her a little bit of priority
para que
right
nos
now.
Enseñe su trabajo.
So she can show us the work.
Entonces, adelante.
Gracias.
O sea, el nombre es Atlachinoli.
Her name is Atlachinoli.
Es uno de los símbolos sagrados que tenemos.
Atla Chinoli is one of the sacred symbols we have.
Representa el agua quemada.
It represents the burning water.
El fuego interno.
The internal fire.
La fuerza que nos mueve.
The force that moves us.
Durante las emergencias.
During emergencies.
Cuando hay una emergencia, sale de nosotros un fuego.
When
especial.
There's emergency, this fire comes out of us.
Y quizá nos hace hacer cosas que no haríamos.
It normalmente. Makes us do things we normally couldn't do.
Ese es su nombre de ella.
That's her name.
Gracias, maestro. You have to just help me with the technological aspect.
Oh, okay.
It's asking me to choose the appearance of a display.
Oh, you want to function.
How about this hard chair? That's good. On all displays.
No, yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah.
That's a computer bag. You can just go to the side.
That button doesn't work. You have to double click
the
mouse pad.
One.
That's pain.
The soft one's
okay. 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 And maybe I'll just say briefly what this is,
okay.
Just to echo.
Okay, she can explain a little bit about this.
It's nice to see you all. I'm sorry to be so brief. I have to work, unfortunately, today, but I just wanted to stop by. And then I was telling Bert about my travels to Sedona, where this particular rock face petroglyph was discovered a few years ago by an archaeoastronomer. And as Maestro pointed out, different times of the year on the solstices and equinoxes, the sun will come and illuminate for the planting time, the harvesting time, the time when their dances are to occur, and the different rituals and ceremonies of the people. So that's what this is here. Fair warning, there might be a few goofy pictures of my friends and I, so you'll have to put up with that. Okay, and I'm going to try to note, I put on slideshow, Bert?
You can, or you can just forward it one by one. You can.
Okay, so this is actually, let me go back, sorry, go back to the other one, here we go.
If you open
this is Sedona.
If you open the picture, you can then,
okay, do one at a time?
Then just do the right, okay. Right, I don't think you can do it quickly or slowly as you need to.
So this is the rock face here. It's a flat rock surface, red rock that you find in Sedona. It's hard to see in this picture, but it's covered with petroglyphs. At the top of the screen, this rock here has been found to be carved by hand in the exact arc that the sun makes across the sky. Okay, this is a close-up of some of the petroglyphs. It's hard to see in this picture, but there are many animals, plants, snake representing the water, the corn stalk, which is their staple of life. And you will start to see in the next few frames a dagger of light, two daggers of light that will illuminate these petroglyphs on the summer solstice. And the unusual thing about this spot is that it's a noon alignment rather than a dawn alignment.
Hold on just one quick second. Es mediodía aquí. Me defiende como estabas platicando sobre la mitad. Es la mitad del día. Sí. Se parece a la mitad del día.
No le interrumpa, deja ahí.
Sí.
Tell me when you want me to continue.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to keep moving until
I... Is that light coming from the bottom, or is that the color of the rock?
This is, it hasn't really quite started yet, so I'm going to move forward.
So what's the color coming from the bottom that almost looks like the water?
Oh, this is actually a plant right here.
Oh, that's a plant?
Yeah, it's hard to see in the resolution. Oh, okay. That's just a plant.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to move forward until I start to find some that are relevant here. Okay, this is the archaeoastronomer.
Oh, I can see the plant now.
Kenneth Zoll. And he was the man that discovered this particular alignment spot. Okay, now you can start to see, coming from the right, there. What you can't see is over to the right, there is a mesa with a V. And the light is coming in from the right. It's being projected over the rock that's carved. And it's throwing these daggers of light down the face of the petroglyph surface. Okay, now you can really see this incredible phenomenon. It's the light is coming over here and right down. Now this changes at different times of the year. On the equinox, the solstice, all the different times of the year, the cycles of the year, you will see different petroglyphs illuminated.
Nice.
And it's quite an incredible phenomenon.
That's awesome. Makes you want to be there each time to see what's going on.
Ah, absolutely.
Yeah.
My friend and I got lucky. Our friends who live in Sedona happened to tell us about this. And we were there just at the right time. We walked down, and the man who discovered it was there.